The object of the ceremony was clear to me. In another moment, Dasha Thoris would be joined forever to the Prince of Zodanga. It was an impressive and beautiful ceremony, I presume, but to me it seemed the most fiendish sight I had ever witnessed, and as the ornaments were adjusted upon her beautiful figure, and her collar of gold swung open in the hands of Thon Kosas, I raised my long sword above my head, and with the heavy hilt I shattered the glass of the great window, and sprang into the midst of the astonished assemblage. With a bound I was on the steps of the platform beside Thon Kosas, and as he stood riveted with surprise, I brought my long sword down upon the golden chain that would have bound Dasha Thoris to another. In an instant, all was confusion. A thousand drawn swords menaced me from every quarter, and Sob Thon sprang upon me with a jeweled dagger he had drawn from his nuptial ornaments. I could have killed him as easily as I might a fly, but the age-old custom of Barsoom stayed my hand, and grasping his wrist as the dagger flew toward my heart, I held him as though in a vise, and with my long sword pointed to the far end of the hall. "Zodanga has fallen," I cried. "Look!" All eyes turned in the direction I had indicated, and there, forging through the portals of the entranceway, rode Tars Tarkas and his 50 warriors on their great thoats. A cry of alarm and amazement broke from the assemblage, but no word of fear. And in a moment the soldiers and nobles of Zodanga were hurling themselves upon the advancing Tharks. Thrusting Sob Thon headlong from the platform, I drew Dasha Thoris to my side. Behind the throne was a narrow doorway, and in this Thon Kosas now stood facing me, with drawn longsword. In an instant we were engaged, and I found no mean antagonist. As we circled upon the broad platform, I saw Sob Thon rushing up the steps to aid his father, but, as he raised his hand to strike, Dasha Thoris sprang before him, and then my sword found the spot that made Sob Thon Jeddak of Zodanga. As his father rolled dead upon the floor, the new Jeddak tore himself free from Dasha Thoris's grasp, and again we faced each other. He was soon joined by a quartet of officers, and, with my back against a golden throne, I fought once again for Dasha Thoris. I was hard-pressed to defend myself, and yet not strike down Sob Thon, and, with him, my last chance to win the woman I loved. My blade was swinging with the rapidity of lightning as I sought to parry the thrusts and cuts of my opponents. Two I had disarmed, and one was down, when several more rushed to the aid of their new ruler and to avenge the death of the old.